KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Dr. Frank Turek joins us. He's a dynamic speaker, award-winning author, co-author of 5 books, Hollywood Heroes, How Your Favorite Movies Reveal God, Stealing from God, Why Atheists Need God to Make Their Case, I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist, Correct, Not Politically Correct, and Legislating Morality. And he's president of CrossExamine.org. He presents a powerful and entertaining evidence for Christianity at churches, high schools, secular college campuses, and often hostile to his message. But listen, he has also debated several prominent atheists, including Christopher Hitchens and Michael Shermer, founding publisher of Skeptic magazine. Frank, Dr. Frank Turek, thanks for taking the time.
Steve, great being with you. Can't wait to be out there in Albuquerque on May 5th and 6th.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's part of the 2026 college tour at UNM in the Kiva Lecture Hall. It's Tuesday, May 5th. You know, the whole Cinco de Mayo in New Mexico. Well done, Frank.
Yeah, that's right. And we're going to be talking about if there's a good God, why is there evil? And this is part of the tour we're doing in honor of my friend Charlie Kirk. You know, why would God allow such an evil thing to occur? And why does God allow evil? And does it mean there is no God? Or actually, does it mean that God does exist and there's a devil out there? We're going to talk about all that, take questions. That's going to be at 5 p.m. on May 5th, Tuesday, May 5th, right there at the University of New Mexico at Albuquerque.
Yeah, and listen, here's one of the best parts of this for the listener. The cost is free, 50 free. So
yeah, that's right.
Get out there and be a part of it. Now, listen, although it's free, registration is required. There's limited accessibility to this. So you want to get online early to get that taken care of. Here's the easy way to do that. Go to klyt.fm. On the homepage in the Action Center, you'll see a carousel there, a slideshow that includes the event. Click on that banner, and it'll take you to the place where you need to get registration for the May 5th event at UNM's Kiva Lecture Hall, 5 p.m. Tuesday, May 5th. So, Frank, let's talk a little bit about this tour. You already mentioned kind of the why, but do you want to go any more depth into why this tour is so important to you? And it clearly is, because I look at the calendar, Frank, and it's loaded with dates.
Well, I've been going to college campuses for almost 20 years now, presenting the evidence that Christianity is true. And I was helping Charlie Kirk with some of his preparation for answering questions on a college campus. I happened to be with him when he was murdered. And so we kind of doubled our event since Charlie to try and, in honor of him, reach out to the college community. So this will be our 12th or 13th just this in the past few months, colleges. And so we're coming to University of New Mexico, and we're going to answer the hard questions, at least attempt to, and then take questions from the audience. It's open to anybody, and you can ask a question about anything, not just if God, why evil, but you can ask a question about anything, and it'll also be live streamed. So if people can't make it to University of New Mexico that night, May 5th, they can also watch it on our YouTube channel, the Cross Examine channel.
Yeah, and I want, you know, as we bring up Cross Examined, I want to remind our listeners to be listening Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock as part of Bible School of the Air. Each week you can hear from Frank relevant topics. Sometimes we air these Q&As from the colleges and universities. Sometimes we air other interviews that Frank's done on crossexamined.org. But check that out every Saturday at 1 o'clock as part of Bible School of the Air. And Frank, thank you for providing that content for our listeners on a regular basis. I've already had some great feedback.
Well, thank you. Thanks for playing it as well. And by the way, we have 2 podcasts a week. It's called the I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist podcast. So wherever you get podcasts, you can either hear or watch. And we cover a lot of evidence issues for Christianity. We cover cultural issues. Sometimes we talk about what's going on in politics. But it's called I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. And wherever you get podcasts, you can go to our YouTube channel and see it, the Cross Examine YouTube channel, two a week.
All right. And so back to this 2026 college tour, Frank, you're connecting with a lot of students. What are you seeing as the biggest or some of the biggest challenges facing college students?
Well, the three biggest objections to Christianity in recent years are morality, morality, and morality. In other words, when students object to Christianity, they're more often objecting to Christianity on moral grounds. They're not as concerned with is Christianity true. They want to know, is it good according to their definition of good? And so we point out that if there is no God, there's nothing moral or immoral. Everything's just a matter of opinion. It's just your opinion against somebody else's opinion. Because if there's no God, there's no standard of righteousness outside of humanity. There's no purpose to life. So there can't be a right way to live life or a wrong way to live life if there is no purpose or there is no standard of righteousness or goodness beyond humanity that we're all obligated to obey. But that standard can only exist, Steve, if God exists. So we address the morality question head on. In fact, our country, coming up on 250 years, was founded on the truth that there is an objective moral standard grounded in God. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men were created equal and endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And governments are instituted among men to secure these rights. In other words, government doesn't give you rights. Government simply secures the rights you already have. That's what a good government does. And of course, King George's government wasn't a good government. It wasn't securing the rights of the colonists. It was violating the rights of the colonists. And that's what the Declaration of Independence is all about. So our nation began on the truth that there is a moral law grounded in God's nature. And many students, of course, object to that. But when they're objecting to God on moral grounds, they're stealing from God while they're arguing against him. And that's what the book Stealing from God is all about.
All right. Now, I love that you went right to the topic of truth, Frank, because when I watch you engage with others that either have questions about real questions about the truth or, you know, are attacking it, and you know, whether watching you or Charlie Kirk in times past, observing you guys, it's not like you have to sit there really and often dig for an answer. And there's a confidence, there's a calmness. And when I saw that, it didn't take me long to think, well, you know why you guys can do that is because you have the truth. You don't need to make up some kind of an answer that you think and it's not really what you think. It's what you believe and what you cling to, trust in, and rely on for your eternal security. Could you speak to the part of this where, you know, it's important that people find the truth, you know, the importance of not only clinging to, trusting, and relying on it, but then being prepared to share it and have discussions with others about it.
Yeah, well, people who say there's no... Of course there's truth. You would never read a book. You would never go to school. You would never be able to catch someone in a lie if there was no truth. Of course there's truth. So that's point number one. Point number two is that God does exist. It's true that God exists. You can see evidence for God. Even atheists are admitting the universe had a beginning, so there must be a beginner. Point three is miracles are possible because if God exists, then miracles are possible. And the greatest miracle in the Bible is the first verse. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Well, even atheists are admitting the evidence for the first verse. They don't think it's God, but what else could it be? It does appear that God exists just from that argument. And of course, there are other arguments like the moral argument I just mentioned. And then all you need to see after that, Steve, after you establish that truth exists, that God exists, that miracles are possible, is you need to establish whether or not Jesus rose from the dead. Because if he did rise from the dead, Christianity is true. If he didn't rise from the dead, Christianity is false. Even Paul said that in his letter to the Corinthians, his first letter. And the evidence shows he did rise from the dead. I mean, why would this group of Jewish God and rise from the dead. Why would they suddenly say a man did claim to be God and rise from the dead if it didn't happen? Why would they do this? You know, all the writers of the New Testament documents are Jews, Steve. They're not Christians. I mean, they became Christians because they saw Jesus rise from the dead, but they started as Jews. They had no motivation to invent this. There's no reason to say a man claimed to be God and rose from the dead. They didn't get sex. They didn't get money. They didn't get power. Instead, they got beaten, tortured, and killed. Last time I checked, that was not a list of perks. You don't make up a world religion that gets you beaten, tortured, and killed, especially a world religion that contradicts the one you believe for the past 2,000 years. So this event really occurred, and therefore then Christianity is true, and you can show it's true. We spent a lot of time on that in detail in the book, I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist, if people would like to go further into that.
All right. And Frank, before I ask you to kind of walk us through content that our listeners will find at crossexamine.org in a little more detail, let's put a bow on the conversation about the event at UNM. It's happening May 5th. That's a Tuesday afternoon, 5 p.m. is when it starts in the Kiva Lecture Hall, and it's a free event. Registration is required, however. You can register on our website at klyt.fm. On the homepage, just scroll down to the Action Center in the carousel there. You'll see the banner for the event. Click on it, and you'll get to the place where you need to register to be a part of this. And as I mentioned earlier, limited space. So you want to make sure to get there sooner than later. And Frank, as far as not only getting individuals there, but people that are thinking about, you know, this person I had a conversation with, and maybe they're either having difficulty getting through it or they want to continue it, by having them be part of this event, you know, I'm guessing you would strongly suggest that they encourage those people they're having conversations with to get on and register and be a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's open to everybody. You don't have to be a Christian to come to this, obviously, and anyone can ask a question. And if you want to ask a question, that's fine, too. But, yeah, it's open to everybody. Just go register. Again, 5 p.m. On May 5th. Easy to remember. Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, 5 p.m. University of New Mexico. The next night I'll be at Calvary Church right there in Albuquerque, where Skip Heitzig is the pastor. That's a Wednesday night service, so I'll be at that one as well. But come by on Tuesday, especially at at the University of New Mexico. Looking forward to seeing people there.
Yeah. And Frank, as I already set up, I want to give you opportunity to walk people through what they'll find at crossexamined.org, a well source of information and tools.
Well, sure. There's so much from there. From there, they can get to our podcast, the I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist podcast, our TV program by the same name, all of our social media accounts, including Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, the whole deal, Facebook. We're all on all of that, Meta, whatever you call it now.
Yeah.
And of course, there's plenty of great articles on our website there. They can also see our calendar, where we're going to be. They can get resources right off our website, online courses people can take right off our website. So cross-examined with a D on the end of it, crossexamined.org.
All right. And Frank, it's your megaphone here. I don't want to cut you off and leave anything left unsaid that you want to close with our audience.
Well, the most important thing in the world that I've discovered, it's become more apparent since Charlie Kirk's murder, is number one, the reality of evil, and secondly, the importance of eternity, particularly the resurrection. You know, everyone's going to live forever, Steve. The only question is where. Everyone's going to be resurrected. Are you going to be resurrected to be with Jesus, or resurrected to be separated from Jesus, quarantined in a place called hell? That's up to you. Christ came to save us from our sins because we can't save ourselves. So when you trust in him, you're not only forgiven, you're given his righteousness. And so we're bringing that message along every college campus we go to, because that's the most important thing. Yeah, there's evil out there, but God came to solve the problem of evil. In fact, Christianity is the answer to the problem of evil. If we had never sinned, there'd be no reason for Christ to come and live the perfect life in our place, but we did sin, so he did come, and by trusting in him, we're not only forgiven, but given his righteousness. We'll explain more and take questions there at University of New Mexico on May 5th, and then the next night at Calvary Chapel there in Albuquerque, May 6th. Hope to see people at one of those two or both.
All right, Frank, as always, thanks for your time. Thanks for the work you're doing. And brother, it is a true honor and privilege. I'm humbled to be able to co-labor with you.
God bless you. Same here, Steve. Thanks for your help. Hope to see you then.
And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.